harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 85. Perhaps the season for grilling out with everyone is over, but that doesn't mean you have to stop having great meat. You're welcome to use a grill for this recipe, but I will be giving some instructions for utilizing your oven broiler to a similar end. We are making kebabs, specifically lamb kebabs. Kebabs are one of those infinitely customizable dishes. You can totally choose what vegetables you roast along with the meat. Some great options include cherry tomatoes, onion, peppers, zucchini, and summer squash. You can eat the resulting stick of grilled goodness with some rice, pita, or even on top of fresh salad. I highly recommend my recipe for a tzatziki-inspired sauce. It's an excellent complement to the grilled meat, and specifically good with lamb. You'll need bamboo or metal skewers, lamb kebab meat, or a boneless lamb shoulder that you can cube yourself, 4 to 6 cloves of fresh garlic, 1 small onion, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of pepper, fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon, fresh parsley, cilantro, or mint, depending on your flavor preference, and whatever vegetables you'd like to include on the skewer. If you are using bamboo skewers, soak them in water for at least an hour before using them. Marinating the lamb is of utmost importance. Combine your fresh herb of choice with the onion, garlic, salt, pepper, and lemon juice in a food processor or blender. Only use enough lemon juice to make the mixture into a thick paste. Coat your lamb cubes in the mixture, cover, and allow to marinate for at least 2 hours. Coat your chosen veggies in olive oil and a dash of salt and pepper. When the lamb is ready, skewer your veggies and meat chunks. You can go ahead and put these on a hot grill if you're using a grill. They will take about 15 minutes with regular turning. Using an oven, you will turn on the broiler on high and place your kebabs on a broiler tray or a lined pan in the oven. Turn the kebabs every 2 to 3 minutes. You want the meat and vegetables to get some color, but not to burn too badly. Just like on the grill, this process should take about 15 minutes. These recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee